Chapter 43. Outside Crystal Valley. Nam Chorios.
Kandra stared at the still blank screen on her datapad and swore.
This is not turning out useful. We get this Callista, but no Abeloth, and then the signal cuts out. Not what Skywalker promised us. And now this.
Her gesture took in the town 2 kilometers ahead of them. It was mostly obscured by dust clouds, but the two of them could see a small corporate sector gunship circling above the town, and yet another shuttle coming in for a landing.
Are you getting that?
Bay-Earth, his shoulder rig trained on the distant vehicles, grunted in assent, then added a few choice words.
No, we shouldn't have left when the signal cut out. We stay until we get something worth recording.
And what would that be?
The voice came from immediately behind them. It was a man's voice, mellow and musical. Both rolled and twisted to look. Behind them stood a man in dark robes. He was young, fair of complexion, dark of hair, very handsome, in a way that reminded Kandra of predatory birds. In his hand, he held a lightsaber hilt. Now he activated the weapon. Its red blade crackled into life. He leaned forward and delicately severed the cable that ran from the distant town to Kandra's datapad. Then he deactivated the weapon. He gave the two of them a stern look.
We don't much care for people spying on our activities. I think it's time for you to get up and come with me.
Kandra exchanged a look with her cam operator.
Yes, you were right. We should have left when the signal cut out.
Approaching Nam Chorios.
The image on the bridge's main monitor abruptly changed from the whirling lights of hyperspace to a broad panorama of unappealing brownness, the surface of Nam Chorios, viewed at high magnification. In the command chair, Gavar Kai glanced at a secondary monitor. It showed that all the corporate sector-built frigates of his flotilla had arrived safely and still in correct formation. He looked at his communications officer.
Transmit stand down. Code shield fall.
Yes, sir.
The comm officer bent to his task.
Receiving responses from the orbital Nova gun platforms.
Kai allowed himself a slight smile. Even with the presence of Jedi throughout the galaxy, the armed forces and planetary governments of the Galactic Alliance had obviously never managed to organize real security against skilled force users. It had taken a few days to get his Sith operatives onto the Novagun platforms and introduce programming that would allow him to stand them down. Now the orbital defense stations would not bring their weapons to bear on the Sith frigates. After hours of fumbling and testing and overriding, they should be able to regain full control of the stations, but the Sith would be long gone by then. Kai amused himself by imagining the station's commanders suddenly frantic with fear, barking futile orders, running around needlessly. And the irony was that Kai had no intention of firing on them, or of taking military action against Nam Chorios. His objectives included the capture or destruction of Abeloth, the death of Jedi Grandmaster Luke Skywalker, and the retrieval and eventual extraction from her of the truth of his daughter Vistara.